For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Victoria Hansen. Each of us has a story, unique life experiences that shape who we are and how we see the world. Jay Gooseby Smith believes sharing our stories can be a powerful way to heal. She's the Assistant Provost of Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion at the Citadel in Charleston.
Story, to me, means a piece of the journey and a piece of the path that I have walked to get me to this point.
She says the Citadel is using stories as part of its Truth, Racial Healing, and Transformation Center. The once-all-male military college is working to become more diverse on campus and in the community. So it invited faculty and members of the media to try out what it calls a sit-listen session. Here's how it works. A group of strangers gets together to sit and listen to each other, something that rarely happens in our busy, electronically tethered world.
Hi, nice to meet you. Come on, join the crowd.
About a dozen people form a circle and are encouraged to interact by answering specific and sometimes unusual questions, like if you could have any superpower, what would it be?
Flying is a good one, but I'd have to be invisible, I think. Be able to be kind of a fly on the wall and not be noticed.
Several people smile and nod to the group member's answer. Yes, perhaps being invisible at this moment would be more comfortable than sitting with strangers. The group is then given a list of guidelines, or touchstones as they're called, to follow. Be present. Listen deeply. Suspend judgment. Respect silence, among others. And
what is said in the circle remains in the circle. Give us a thumbs up if you agree to abide by the touchstones today.
Everyone agrees, and the session begins by pairing people to consider another question.
Which is, when was the last time you had a belly laugh? You'll be sharing that with your partner.
My partner, Sean Edwards, works at the school. She has just gotten back from a high school reunion and has plenty of stories to share.
I was thinking as I saw the question, I'm like, I don't know which one to... Yes.
As do other members of the group.
We just looked at each other and everybody.
The laughter is contagious and eases the initial awkwardness.
All right, so now we're going to have you do a different type of question. So you're going to get into trios.
The question, share a time when it was important for you to have your voice heard. What did you do? And what did this enable you to do? Some of the answers are extremely personal, surprisingly so for people who have just met. They involve everything from sexual harassment to racial discrimination and bullying. But the conversations flow effortlessly, full of empathy. Proof J says stories can break down barriers.
People might say, well, what does this sit-listen session have to do with racial healing? But what it does have to do with is getting people across racial lines, across gender lines, to sit and interact as human beings and listen to each other.
The school hopes to hold similar sit-listen sessions with students, faculty, and community members outside the Citadel. The lessons learned from group members this session? Through listening, without judgment, but wonder.
I wonder why that person feels that way. I wonder why, you know, they think the way they do.
Stories can connect us.
We make all kinds of snap judgments about people, but you don't know a person until you hear their stories and share your own.
For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Victoria Hansen. And for more of this story, go to southcarolinapublicradio.org.